to the Democratic Party. I'm voting for Trump. I have to say, you guys got me on this one. You're correct. I can definitely see that Trump is causing division. You guys have said over and over, you said, how can you as a Christian support somebody like Trump when all he's here to do is cause division and separation? And you're right. So let me read something to you. This is Luke 12, 51 to 56. And this is Jesus speaking in the Bible. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to this earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain. And so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be a scorching heat. And it happens. But you are hypocrites. You know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky. But why do you not know how to interpret the present time? This may have been written thousands of years ago, but make no mistake that this is for now. You see a man running for president with his own money, his own funds. You see a man that for some reason, all of the government, all of the media, all of the corporations have turned against him. You, with your own mouths, have said that he's here causing division. You, with your own eyes, have seen full-on Democrats switch to his side. You, with your own eyes, have seen two assassination attempts. You, with your own eyes, can see now that there's a complete separation with how people are voting. We're not voting red or blue anymore. It is obvious that we are now voting good and evil. We are now voting for God's laws or against God's laws. And it says it right here. When Jesus came the first time to die for our sins, he did not come to bring peace. He came to cause a division, to make there be a choice. You had a choice to choose a living God standing right in front of you or to choose the enemy. He made it clear. He made it obvious. He stated who he was. He stated what he stood for. And here we are again. And if you look at the policies, then you see who stands for God. With their policies, it has become very clear which side is good and which side is evil. You can talk about Trump all you want to, but it's not about Trump. It's about the choice to stand for God's laws or against God's laws. It's about the choice to stand for evil or against evil. It's obvious to see who the evil side is. And this is not to say that the Republican side is perfect. However, this is to show that the heart of the Republican side is for the laws of God. We are against the evil policies of the Democratic side. We are against the evil policies of Satan. We are against the evil policies of the satanic ways of the Democratic side, which have become very obvious. You, with your own mouths, have stated that Trump is here causing division. And best believe that is exactly what God is using him for. He is using Trump to make the division very easy to see for everybody. If you don't see it, you better start praying now. We're rising up now. We've sat here long enough. And the time is coming. You are seeing prophecy be fulfilled right in your face. You are seeing a division happening right now. And pretty soon a harvest will begin. A separation of the wheat and the tares. A collection of the people who are for God. Believe me or don't believe me, it's not my job to force you to believe anything. However, I'm going to make sure that you have no excuse to say that you didn't know. It's coming, y'all.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, we still got a lot to cover here. The crew has made a discovery. I was talking about how the Haitians can't drive. And I mean, look, driving doesn't seem like a difficult thing to you or me because we grew up in a car. We grew up fiddling with the AC and all the other things, riding around with our parents. We got a permit to drive probably when you were 15. So you're just, you know, it's just normal to you. You're in the car. You learn the flow of traffic signals, traffic lights, signs, everything else. Haitians don't have that. Plus, they have the 67 average IQ factor. So, yeah, they can't drive. So you can hurl as many political correct insults you want about that. That's true. Now, okay, why am I coming back to this? Well, the U.S. government used to recognize this fact. I had to go back in time. They had to do some excavating here, if you will, on the internet. Johns Hopkins Nursing had this story more than 10 years ago now. It was in 2012. Rah-rahs, tap-taps, and Haitian driving, the U.S. State Department's advice to travelers. And so if you go to the State Department website, foreign countries, you know, warnings, advice, stuff like that. It's regular. And they had some quotes about Haitian driving in this story. My crew highlighted it for me. But they noticed that when you go to the link in this story on the Johns Hopkins Nursing website to find these quotes from the State Department here that they have highlighted, that there it is. The page is gone. Page not found. Now, I don't know if you can figure out when they deleted this page from the State Department website, travel.state.government. I wonder if it's within a month, within a year. But they were able to go back in the Wayback Machine. So I don't know if you can do – you could probably find a way to time that out. You just have to play with the Wayback Machine and just see whenever it shows up. But they were able to find it. The great crew here. Forbidden information now. Forbidden secret information now. How about that? They've dug up – they've excavated some treasure, some Haitian treasure. My goodness, Haiti County specific, Haiti country specific information, okay? International travel information, travel.state.gov. They got all kinds of things in here, all right? Very nice. Very nice, very nice, very well documented, well thought out. And they have a whole section in here about driving and how Haitians can't drive. Would you like me to read it? Now, again, when you go to the Johns Hopkins Nursing, they have a warning in here. The whole subsection is Haitian driving. Their quotes are right from the government's website. So they're just quoting the government's website here. Many Haitian drivers appear unaware of traffic laws, signaling imminent actions is not widely practiced, and not all drivers use turn indicators or international hand signals properly. For instance, many drivers use their left blinker for all actions, including turning right and stopping in the road. And others flap their left arm out the window to indicate they will be taking an unspecified action. So you're just driving around, hey, people just waving their arms out. You're like, what the hell? Drivers do not always verify that the road is clear before switching lanes. No, they don't even look around before moving around in the road. Probably don't even drive within the lines. So, yeah, they're basically, it just basically says they have no basic safety when driving. They just drive like crazy. There's no speed limits in Haiti, or they're ignored. Speeding is the cause of many fatal traffic accidents in Haiti, as are overloaded vehicles or winding, mountainous roads and vehicles without brakes. Poor maintenance and mechanical failures often cause accidents as well. Drivers should be particularly cautious, as unlit vehicles can appear without warning. Right-of-way is not widely observed in Haiti. And there are few operational traffic lights or traffic signs. Yeah, they don't even know what's going on. It's all like space-age signs to them. Like a stop sign is like, oh. Stop sign would be like the megalith. Stop sign would be like the tablet in the middle of the desert. Drivers can be quite aggressive and will seldom yield. It is advisable at most intersections to stop and verify that there is no oncoming traffic, even if it appears you have the right of way. So this was all recognized by the State Department. Haiti's unwritten rule of the road is that any vehicle that breaks down must be left exactly where it is stopped. Creates enormous problems. When do you guys think they deleted this from the State Department website, and how much do you want to bet it was in the year 2024? Can you believe that? How about that find by the crew? Johns Hopkins Nursing. Is this what it's like driving in Haiti? Oh, you run somebody over. Oh, my vehicle broke. I had no brakes. I waved my right arm. I waved out the window. Crazy. So they deleted this. When you go to find the links at stories that covered this and these warnings, it's gone from the State Department. And now they're all in Haiti causing car accidents every single day. They will drive into oncoming traffic, it says on the State Department website. How much you want to bet they erased it in the year 2024? Anybody? Any takers? Travel.state.gov, a service of the Bureau of Consular Affairs, travel, international travel information on Haiti. The warnings about driving are completely deleted now. How much you want to bet that was in the year 2024? How much do you want to bet? It's gone. That's a find. That's a find by the crew right there. We're gonna clip that out and put it on X. All right. What else do we have here? Oh, listen to this. So the Fed cut rates. This is crazy. This is back-to-back crazy, actually. Here's Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell in a press conference about this. Now, he's talking about unemployment. See if you catch what he admits here. See if you catch what he says in clip 11.
So on the job creation, it depends on the inflows, right? So if you're having millions of people come into the labor force then and you're creating 100,000 jobs, you're going to see unemployment go up. So it really depends on what's the trend underlying the volatility of people coming into the country. We understand there's been quite an influx across the borders, and that has actually been one of the things that's allowed unemployment rate to rise. And the other thing is just the slower hiring rate, which is something we also.
Illegal immigrants, the Biden-Harris open borders, is causing unemployment numbers to skyrocket. Let's read between the lines. All the jobs are going to non-citizens. Now, remember, two things happened in the last year. One, the Biden-Harris administration made this claim of all these new jobs and all these new hirings. Then when the data came out, it turned out, I believe the number was 60 or 70%. I think it was in the 60%. 60%, let's say, of the new job hirings were non-citizens. So they were bragging and propping this up of, oh, look at all the new hirings. The vast majority were non-citizens. That was probably the most egregious. Then it came out earlier this year, and they said, look at these jobs numbers, look at these job numbers. And it turned out they just outright lied about the job numbers. It'd be like if you did some math and you didn't get the number you wanted, so you just hit times four, and you said, nope, there it is, we'll just do it that way. So they just lied. They just completely fabricated the numbers. So this economy is even worse, but it's worse from just a sheer financial standpoint. It's worse because the jobs market is now being watered down because all the new jobs and hirings are going to non-citizens. The Federal Reserve Chair just admitted it. Now, people are claiming that this came from the White House to cut this rate during an election year to make them look better. Powell is claiming this is because inflation has eased, which is true. I mean, it skyrocketed like 20%, and now this year it's kind of stopped there since Biden got in. So it went way up as soon as Biden Harris got in, and then it slowly kind of just halted to where it's flat now, but it's 20% since they got in. And so that's what Powell is saying is the case. So inflation finally halted, so we cut rates. Well, Biden was forced to address the claim that the White House was responsible for this rate cut with less than 50 days to go till the election. Listen to what he says in clip 9.
And by the way, I've never once spoken to the chairman of the Fed since I became president.
Interesting. Now, let's just play along here. Okay. The president of the United States has never spoken to the chairman of the Federal Reserve? Doesn't that seem like a problem? Doesn't that thing seem like, you know, maybe that should be a normal line of communication between those two people? I mean, maybe not every day, maybe not every month, but, you know, maybe quarterly, yearly, anything? Joe Biden claims he's not spoken to the Federal Reserve Chair one time since becoming president. That's odd, except it's a lie. Here's Joe Biden and Jerome Powell in the Oval Office together, talking. Clip 10.
First, I want to begin by congratulating you, Mr. Chairman, on your recent confirmation of second term, along with Drs. Brainard and Cook and Jefferson, recent confirmations. And I'm meeting with the Chairman today and Secretary Yellen to discuss my top priority, and that is addressing inflation.
Now, that was 2021. I don't know what's worse. What would be worse? Joe Biden never meeting with the Federal Reserve Chair when he was president, or claiming he never did when there's videos of him in an office talking to him? And he obviously talks to him. It's just a joke. And see, you know, that's the problem is we're just such an unserious population now. We're such an uninformed, misinformed population now that he can just get away with that crap. I mean, this should be completely unacceptable. The entire American media should be excoriating Joe Biden today. He never met with the Federal Reserve Chair. Hey, dude, here's a video of you in the office with the Federal Reserve Chair meeting with him, talking to him. This is a joke, but that's what they do. Oh, you're over here watching all the celebrities that hung out with P. Diddy. You're distracted by all the celebrities that hang out with P. Diddy and have the sex orgies on tape. So Joe Biden lying about this, lying about that, foreign influence, foreign money. As long as the American media covers it up, nobody cares. Nobody knows. And who knows? Maybe some of those members of the media are hanging out at a Diddy party. Maybe some of those members of the American media are hanging out on Epstein Island. Or who knows where else. Remember the CNN producer that was trying to do a little sex club? Remember that? Last year, he got busted? Yeah. It's like, oh, you know, I'm going to sell drugs and, you know, I'm going to sell marijuana and, you know, maybe make some money and make some friends. Okay, yeah. Well, with these guys, it's like, I'm going to have sex orgy parties and I'm going to have hidden cameras and I'm going to film them and I'm going to blackmail them and I'm going to get influence. Yeah. Freaks. But then you're over here focused on these false idols. Joe Biden comes out and says, I never met with the Federal Reserve Chair, which if it was true would be a story, but it's a complete lie and it's still not a story. And they just get away with all of it. By the way, how many people can relate to this? Have you ever ordered maybe a ride service or a food service and they don't speak English, or maybe some other service sector, maybe a moving company or appliance repairman, and they don't speak English? You ever had this problem? I certainly know I have. So one D.C. coffee shop is upset. The owner is upset. He works with Uber Eats to deliver food, and he's having problems because the deliverers don't speak English. Now, you could understand how that might be a problem. Maybe you need to give them a specific direction. Maybe there's something they need to know. You need to, you know, whatever it is, and they don't speak English. Kind of a problem. Yeah? Maybe you get fed up because it's causing your business problems. Maybe you get fed up because it's hurting your bottom line, hurting your deliveries. Yeah? Well, he got fed up and took it out on an Uber Eats delivery boy that didn't speak English. Went like this in clip 16.
In America, you need to learn it. Learn English. Learn it. You get money in America? This isn't you getting money in America. Learn English. Learn English.
All right.
Learn English.
Now, let's just look at the surface level problem of what's going on here, and then we'll get into the video and what's happened since. I'm sure this has happened to anybody that's used a ride service, food delivery service, any service sector, stuff like that. You've probably dealt with this. I know it's happened to me. I've had ride services. People don't speak English. I try to give them directions to get to the location. They don't speak English. They don't know what I'm saying. They're just going off a map, driving into nowhere. Great situation to be in. Food delivery person. They can't find the neighborhood. They call you. They don't speak English. You're trying to tell them how to get to the neighborhood. Guess what? You never get the food. Go figure. Appliance repairman, mover, whatever. You tell them, you give them directions. They don't know what you're saying. So how is this happening? Because they're all illegal immigrants. These are the jobs that are created. This is a new service sector industry, ride shares, food delivery services, like Uber Eats or Uber even itself. These are new jobs, new to the service sector. These are the jobs created And then they all get hired, illegal immigrants, non-citizens. This all came out in the jobs report. So, yeah, they don't speak English. They get flown in from foreign countries. They never speak English, and then they get these jobs. And then it hurts people's businesses. It wastes their time. It costs them money. It's a problem. Now, okay, to get to the video, you could say that this guy maybe handled it the wrong way. But at the same time, I mean, how else are you supposed to handle it? Maybe take it up with corporate or something? But what are you supposed to do when you're in a partnership, and that's what it was, by the way, and I'll explain that coming up in a second. He was in a partnership. This business, this DC coffee shop, was in a partnership with Uber Eats delivery service. Now, if you have your deliverers don't speak English, can you imagine how many problems you have? Probably every single day. They can't find the apartment. They don't know what apartment number. They don't know how to turn on the street. They don't know where to park a car. They don't know anything. They can't speak English. So I'm sure it probably cost him a lot of time, a lot of money. So he's fed up. So he probably takes it out, you might say wrongly or rudely, on that one delivery boy. But nonetheless, there it is. The frustration, I think we can relate to anybody that's been through that. So really, it comes down to you should not be hired if you can't speak English, if communication is an important part of the job. I can't believe you have to say that. But the companies don't care because they have a monopoly on these services. So they can hire whoever they want. And they'd rather hire the illegal immigrant that they can pay minimum wage instead of the American that they might have to pay a living wage. Now, the illegal immigrant is also subsidized by the U.S. taxpayer. So they get government money, taxpayer money, so they can work for a minimum wage. The American citizen doesn't have that advantage. So they have to make more money. So that's how this big thing goes. It's all a giant scam. It's all a giant scandal by the same people that hate you and hate your country and want to destroy it. Now, Uber support, again, the partnership, I guess, is over. We are disgusted by the behavior in this video. Hate has no place on our platform, and we have removed this business from our app and are working to check in on this courier's well-being. Well, good luck. He doesn't speak English. Hey, how do you feel? No hablo inglés. Are you doing okay? No hablo inglés. Do you want to continue working? No hablo inglés. Do you feel hurt? Do you need any support? No hablo inglés. Would you like counseling? No hablo inglés. Trabajo? So this is a big problem. Now, see how quickly you'll be abandoned? Oh, Black Lives Matter. Black Americans are suffering. Black business owners. Black business. Oh, but as soon as that illegal immigrant, guess what? That black American gets thrown right under the bus and not a single liberal Democrat cares about it. But it gets even worse. Uber Eats driver's viral encounter with DC coffee shop owner sparks hate crime investigation. Hate crime investigation. See how quickly they'll throw you under the bus? Black businesses, black Americans, Black Lives Matters. Black. Oh, but here comes an illegal immigrant. Sorry, black. You're in the back of the line with the rest of the whites now. And now you're guilty of a hate crime. Ooh.
Lay down your arms, you damn rebels.
We are not descended from fearful men. Think about that. All the liberties and freedoms and the incredible prosperity we've had in America is because our ancestors were recognized the world over when historians from China and Europe and you name it came here and wrote books 250 years ago 150 years ago, 60 years ago, they marveled even 30 years ago at the ingenuity and the strength and the will and the wild, wild west attitude of the American people. Everywhere else had hegemonic royalty and empires and dynasties that didn't like competition and kept their thumb firmly on the people. America wasn't perfect by a long shot, but compared to the rest of the world, we were the best house in a bad neighborhood. And that's what InfoWars is about, exposing the globalists, the BlackRocks, the central banks, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, who literally, in their own publications, admit they want to destroy the idea of America and Christianity in the West so the world has nothing to aspire to and descends into globalist tyranny. They have to erase our culture. And InfoWars is about rediscovering that culture and having a 2.0 Americana and stopping the globalists and every operation they launch against us. So, we're announcing something very, very exciting so that you can fight the info war in the third dimension, on the ground, not just cyberspace, meet like-minded people, and keep this broadcast on the air and hopefully even expand it. We've launched thealexjonesstore.com. There are over 40 now amazing t-shirt designs that are extremely popular, designed by one of the top Patriot apparel producers in the country. Over 30 ball caps as well, and a lot of new items, collectible knives, high-quality supplements, they're all on the way as well. So if you want to keep the transmission on the air, and you want to get incredible t-shirts, designs, new ones coming out every few days, they're limited edition, then go to thealexjonesstore.com. And when you go there, put your email in for free, don't have to buy anything, you get put in a raffle for $10,000 free cash. Every few months, there's going to be a new big giveaway, a sweepstakes, and 138,000 monster incredible Dodge truck, which experts say right now is the baddest, coolest, most powerful truck on the market. That's $138,000 value. With $10,000, that's $140,000+ value right there. And every time you buy a product, a t-shirt, bumper stickers, 1776 bracelets that are super inexpensive, you get entered 5 to 10 times, depending on the day you go and purchase products into the raffle. But that's fun and great to do, and it's exciting. But the real issue here is keeping the operation on the air and wearing your colors loud and proud. I'm telling you, when you wear these shirts out in public, you will meet the Patriots. It is amazing. The left's so stupid, they don't even know what most of these shirts mean. So now let me real fast just show you some of the best-selling designs at thealexjonesstore.com. But be sure and go there, because there's a bunch of designs I'm not going to show you, and more are getting added all the time. This is already a very popular shirt. I've not just seen this online. I've seen people wearing this in Austin, Texas, in New York City, or a similar shirt. So, Alex Jones is my spirit animal. This is a great conversational piece. It'll also trigger libtards. Get your limited edition shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
I got more Kamala cringe for you. Would you like some Kamala cringe? It's always the same with this woman. This is from years ago. She's always done the fake cackle, the awkward laugh. And really, this tells the larger story. They say, oh, Trump's all about Trump. It's all about them. This is all about Kamala being on the Kamala tour and feeling good about herself and being president. She doesn't give a damn about this country. She doesn't give a damn about the American people. This is all about her. You know, Hillary Clinton just came out with what, her like third memoir. She's on a book tour right now. How many memoirs has that woman written? Three memoirs? Memoir number four? When is she going to come out with five? It's all about them. It's all about themselves. They're the selfish bastards. Kamala Harris has never even had a job. So here she is making it all about herself in one of the most cringy fashions you've ever seen in clip 20.
You know, I was the first person to be a woman attorney general of California. I was the first woman to be elected district attorney of San Francisco. I was the first person of color to be elected attorney general of California. whatever. First. Welcome to the Role Model Club. It's tough. Being a part of the Role Model Club means being in a room where sometimes you may be the only person who has had the experiences you've had.
Wow. Humility. Such a strong point from Kamala Harris. That was from years ago, folks. She's always been doing this awkward phoniness. She's always been changing accents. She does the chicken wing thing there, too. Her voice shaking when she realized nothing she says is landing. Good Lord. But, she obviously got the nominee in a democratic process. She obviously got the nominee in an open primary, right? It was an open primary, guys. We all remember the open primary, right? We remember the open primary. I mean, at least Nancy Pelosi thinks there was an open primary. Clip 14.
You had reportedly said you wanted a sort of an open primary if Joe Biden stepped down. Did you change your mind because you saw all the excitement around Kamala Harris?
No, I didn't change my mind. We had an open primary and she won it. Nobody else got in the race because she was politically astute. And
Wow. Even the lady interviewing her there was like, what? If you catch it at the end and Pelosi ends up talking over her, she tries to cut her off. You can look at her face. So, I mean, pause it real quick. We'll play it again. Just pause it right here because I just want the ending anyway. I mean, the question is obvious. So, I mean, credit to whoever this lady is here. Yeah, there was no open primary. Didn't happen. Actually, well, hold on. There was an open primary, actually. And Joe Biden won. So actually, there was an open primary. Joe Biden won, and they snubbed RFK Jr. I mean, that's what actually happened. And there were no debates. So it really wasn't even an open primary. There was a closed, rigged primary process that resulted in Joe Biden getting the votes and the delegates and the nominee. And then they just gave it to Kamala. Then they just ran the coup on Joe Biden and just gave it to Kamala. So there was no open primary with Kamala Harris. There were no challengers for Kamala Harris. She never ran. She never even ran. So, I mean, that's just basic history now. That's basic fact. And so the host is like, yeah, I mean, there was no democratic process. There was no nominee of Harris. You just kind of gave it to her. Is that because she's so great? And you notice how she puts a bow on it, too? Like, yeah, nobody voted for Kamala. You didn't really have a primary. But was it because she's just so great? Was it because she's just, I mean, she just sparkles and just in her aura and she's so brat. And I mean, just, oh, you just gave it to her because she's just that amazing. She's just the greatest thing that's ever happened. So you just gave it to her? Is that what happened? Play it again. Listen to the bow she puts on it. So it's like, yeah, you didn't have a democratic process. You didn't have a nomination process. You just gave it to Kamala. But is that because she's just so perfect?
You had reportedly said you wanted a sort of an open primary if Joe Biden stepped down. Did you change your mind because you saw all the excitement around Kamala Harris?
No, I didn't change my mind. We had an open primary and she won it. Nobody else got in the race because she was politically astute.
Did you hear those? She's like, well, now, hold on. Well, hold on a second. Man, they'll just lie about anything, won't they? Joe Biden, I never talked to the Federal Reserve Chair. That's odd. Here you are with the Federal Reserve Chair talking on video. Kamala Harris, we had an open primary. Kamala won. Oh, okay. Okay. What will they lie about next? Oh, here you go. Here's one for you. How about the open border cover-up that's going on right now? Former Chief Border Patrol Agent Aaron Hike, during a congressional testimony, this is kind of scary, actually. Clip 12.
In San Diego, we had an exponential increase in significant interest aliens. These are aliens with significant ties to terrorism. Prior to this administration, the San Diego sector averaged 10 to 15 SIA arrests per year. Once word was out, the border was far easier to cross. San Diego went to over 100 SIAs in 2022, well over that in 2023, and even more than that registered this year. These are only the ones we caught. At the time, I was told I could not release any information on this increase in SIAs or mention any of the arrests. The administration was trying to convince the public there was no threat at the border. Fentanyl is another issue. The San Diego area sees between 80 and 90% of the methamphetamine and fentanyl seizures annually for our entire country. With little enforcement at the border, these drugs were coming through en masse. During my last year in San Diego, the price for a single pill of fentanyl, for example, went from $10 to 25 cents. To make matters worse, during 2022 and 23, I had to shut down San Diego traffic checkpoints, which are critical for drug interdiction, because the resources had been diverted to the process and release mission. The large numbers also had and still have a negative impact on the San Diego community. I had to release illegal aliens by the hundreds each day into communities who could not support them. To quiet the problem, two flights a week were provided from San Diego to Texas. These flights simply brought aliens that would have been released in San Diego over to Texas. Each flight cost approximately $150,000. This was the administration's way to try and quiet the border-wide crisis.
Did you vote? Are you gonna vote? Oh, will you ask people that you know to vote, please? And will you ask them to vote for me? Thank you.
So that's it's a Border Patrol whistleblower is what it is, much like the great whistleblower we had on our show this week. I mean, this is such huge stuff, and it's just don't even talk about it. I mean, there should be emergency hearings. There should be emergency press conferences. There should be emergency actions, executive orders. The American media should be running sirens about this story. Folks, he just told you the policy comes from the White House that when you encounter a potential terror threat crossing the border, scrub it from the record. Don't report it and let them in. And then when Border Patrol agents are kind of like looking around and then like a murmur kind of starts in the room, they just say, okay, fine, we'll fly them in on airplanes so that you don't even see them. They're flying in terror threats. Unbelievable. Unfreaking believable. It all comes back to our taxpayer dollars fund this entire criminal operation. This is a sex trafficking operation. This is a human trafficking operation. This is a terror trafficking operation. This is a voter replacement operation. This is a cheap labor operation. Everybody benefits, and the U.S. taxpayer pays for the entire freaking thing. We pay for the transportation. We pay for the housing. We pay for the subsidies. And then the coyotes get to traffic their children, traffic their sex slaves. The businesses get their cheap labor. The NGOs get all of their hundreds of millions of dollars to run the whole thing. And you, the American taxpayer, foot the bill. And then I'm going to sit here and be told. How about that? You want to steal my money? And you want to fund sex trafficking and drug trafficking and human trafficking and terrorism and cheap labor? Yeah, go ahead and shut the government down. Not soon enough. We need to fund the government. Give me a freaking break, man. How many whistleblowers do we have to have come forward? How many whistleblowers do we have to have come forward and tell you that the Biden-Harris regime and the Democrat Party are bringing in terrorists? That the Biden regime and the Democrat Party are bringing in rapists? That they're trafficking children? And I have to sit here and get lectured by a pathetic speaker, Mike Johnson, about funding the government? Tell me, Mike Johnson, are you in on the game? Who's paying you off, Mike Johnson? Do your friends that have big companies that are getting this cheap labor, are they paying you off? You got friends in the sex trafficking game, Speaker Johnson? Why is it that you want to allow this to happen? Fund the government. Shut it down. Fund the government, except remove the ND and put a CK in there. See, that's an appropriate response. I'm not an extremist. That's a normal response. I'm not abnormal. I'm not far right. I'm not far left. I'm not far anything. I'm real. That is a real response. That is a human response. That's somebody with a soul and common sense and logic that says, wait a second. I've got multiple Border Patrol whistleblowers. They're telling me the U.S. government is bringing in terrorists, bringing in sex traffickers, bringing in drug traffickers, and I'm paying for the whole thing? And I'm supposed to sit here and take it and not be upset? Because Kamala Harris is brat. And Mike Johnson says we got to fund the government. And then these scoundrels and then these rats, you get a single issue bill that says we're going to deport illegal immigrants that rape a woman, and these rats vote it down. These pigs, these scum, these criminals vote it down. And I need to fund the government. Yeah. Unfreaking believable. But see, that's the problem. See, that's real. That's organic. Americans are sick of it. And you know, I've literally been put in jail for my speech. And I don't bring this up to talk about me. I bring this up because they quoted things that I said on this show having nothing to do with January 6th. Simply saying, it was all before January 6th. Simply saying on this show, they went and listened to all my shows, transcribed it, everything, brought it up into the hearings. And they said, because they claimed that this was somehow calling for violence. No, you can go read this. It's all public documents. I said that if they steal the election from Trump, that there will be people in Washington, D.C. And they say that was a threat. No, I'm on air telling it like it is. I'm on air doing real political analysis and forecasting. And I was 100% right. So this is not a threat. I'm not involved in this. I'm out of the street game. I'm out of the activist game. You've sidelined me. I'm on probation. I'm a good little boy. I just sit here in studio with my nice little microphone and my nice crew. We do a nice show here. We're glad you're tuned in. It means a lot to me. But you got me. You got me. You threw me in prison. You put me on federal probation like I'm a big criminal. I'm a non-felon. Go to a prison. Non-felon on a felony probation. No, not a felon. So you got me. I don't do the activism. I don't go out in the streets. I don't organize rallies. You got me. I'm a good little boy here. So no, I'm not calling for activism. I'm telling you, if you steal this election from Trump, it's going to be much worse. I will have nothing to do with it. I won't promote it. I won't organize anything. I won't call for any action. Nothing. I'll be sitting right here in Austin, Texas, in my studio with my crew, like a good little boy on probation. Like a good little American slave to the federal government. You got me. You got me in shackles. You put the tape over my mouth. You censored me. Okay. I'll have nothing to do with it. But you know it. It doesn't even matter. So why am I saying this? Because this is real. You want to keep replacing American workers with illegal immigrants? People are going to get pissed off. You want to keep electing Democrats who hate this country and lie to the people? People are going to get pissed off. You want to keep putting people on television like David Muir to moderate a debate who's going to attack Donald Trump the whole time? People are going to get pissed. It's not because I'm up here with a microphone talking about it. It's because you're a damn criminal engaging in this stuff, and the American people see it now. So this is what happened outside of the Trump rally when they spotted an ABC News crew in clip six. Taken our patience and our kindness for weakness, and you've pushed the American people to a breaking point. I wasn't at that rally. I had nothing to do with that. I don't know those people. They probably don't know me. They probably never heard of my show. So you can sit here and throw me in prison and talk about January 6th and blame me for it and all this garbage. You know it's a complete lie. It doesn't matter. It's You can kill Donald Trump. You can shut Alex Jones. You can shut InfoWars down. The American people are fed up. They are fed up, man. They know what you've done. They know you've invaded the country. They know you've collapsed the economy. They know you've stolen our birthright. They know you've stuck us in wars overseas that have nothing to do with us, spending trillions of dollars. They know that you tax us at ridiculous, unaffordable rates. They know. And we've been patient, and we've been kind, and we've just kind of just treaded along here. But the American people are reaching a breaking point now. So I'm not calling for anything. I don't condone any of this behavior. I'm just a broadcaster here doing play by play. And so you'll see though. You got it. You'll get Alex Jones off the air. You'll get Owen Schroyer out of the activist game. Who knows? Maybe you will kill Donald Trump. You're definitely gonna try again. We'll see. Or you can just let us have our country back. Let us take our future back. Let us take the reins again. Stop stealing our money. Stop invading our country. Stop forcing us into wars that have nothing to do with us. Stop lying to us. It's that simple. But hey, it won't be me. Won't be me. I'm out of the game. You'll shut Alex Jones up. You'll shut InfoWars down. You'll try to take Trump out. So don't look at me. I'm just calling play-by-play here. That's all I'm doing. But soon that'll be a crime, too. Just any, you know, the First Amendment doesn't exist. So, you know, hey, you're just on air. So just you're charged with a crime now for being on air. Where's your on-air license? Actually, I used to have those in the 90s. Internet kind of changed that. So, but hey, look, we just want to elect our president. We just want representatives that don't want to have open borders. We just want to cut taxes. It's not like, can we just do that? Can you just leave us alone? We just don't want all these foreign wars. We just don't want $2 trillion in the Middle East. We just don't want $200 billion to Ukraine. That's really all we want. And then you just put a knife to our neck. So, but see what happens. Oh, this guy sits in the bushes to try to kill Trump, and you cover it up. You don't even talk about it. Guy's a Harris sticker on his truck. Guy donates to Democrats. Somebody leaks him the information that Trump's going to be golfing, so he can stake it out in a sniper's nest. And you don't even talk about it. You don't even investigate it. You're too busy trying to shut InfoWars down. Incredible. Incredible. That's what's going on. All right, we got some other things. I've gone long here. We're working on getting a guest with the story, and maybe you've seen it. A young lady goes to get her vaccines and it just completely destroys her body. The side effects are, I mean, it makes her unrecognizable, the swelling, the discoloration of the skin. We are working on either getting a family member or the nurse involved in her care now. But Dr. Sherry Tenpenny puts it right. If it was suspected that an all-natural product did this to Alexis, is the young girl's name, Alexis Lorenz. If it was suspected that an all-natural organic product did this to Alexis, you can be certain that the FDA would be sending stormtroopers in to confiscate the product, arrest everyone involved, and proceed to shut down the entire supplement industry as quickly as possible. But because Big Pharma vaccines are responsible for this atrocity, you can bet it's going to be business as usual for these greedy, maniacal criminals. So working on getting some more exclusive coverage, but obviously the family is very overwhelmed right now with this absolute devastating situation. And it's one of many, unfortunately. We played the other one with the child, goes in to get his routine vaccines and just comes out entirely different. It's heartbreaking stuff, man. It's just heartbreaking stuff. There's no other way to put it. Just crushing stuff, really. Speaking of Big Pharma, I'm out of time. Maybe we'll get this tomorrow. Would you be surprised to find out there's a trial going on right now for murder? A young girl who shot her mom fatally, then tried to shoot her stepdad. The trial is ongoing. There may be a result by the end of the day or tomorrow. Would you be surprised to find out that there was a big pharmaceutical drug involved in that young child's life? And maybe even some trans indoctrination? And ends up shooting her mother? Mm-hmm. They won't talk about that, though. No. Everything's so out of whack, man. Everything's so out of whack. We just want to put things back in a common sense, natural order for our civilization to thrive again, where our citizens get put first and not last, and we can be free and have prosperity again. It's really all we want. It's really not that big of a deal. And maybe some, you know, maybe some actual celebrities, you might say, that aren't a bunch of sexual deviants and perverts and film each other doing God knows what. All right, that does it for the InfoWars War Room for today. Taking a 21-hour break. And we'll do it all again tomorrow. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Today's conspiracy theories, tomorrow's truths.
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
The Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
You will meet so many amazing people wearing the shirt. I'd say you'll get probably 50 compliments before you get one person screaming at you.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
But it's an adventure to wear any of these shirts, but particularly this one. Get this design and so many others. They're limited edition at thealexshowstore.com. Keep us on air in our fight against the globalists. And I want to thank you so much for your support, because literally, when you call in thanking me on air, I say stop, because I'm thanking you. I love fighting the globalists. This is what I do. We've had such a huge effect together. So I want to thank you all for your past support. Encourage you now to go to thealexshowstore.com and be sure to enter for the free truck and $10,000 and buy more product, support the broadcast, and get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day, each time you buy a product. This new initiative is so important to the future. So everybody, if you support what we're doing and want to get great shirts and ball caps at the same time, go to thealexshowstore.com. And I almost forgot, most of these shirts come in multiple colors.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.